Hello, welcome to your daily briefing, June the 13th, 2019. Let us pray. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you continue to take us day by day, step by step, along the pathway that you would have us go. We thank you for revealing to us all of the events that you have foretold in your prophecies. And today we ask that you would continue to strengthen us and give us the power to make the right decisions always. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Today I'd like to share an article with you found in the Beyond Today website. That would be Beyond Today website. The writer of the article is Paul Kiefer, K-I-E-F-F-E-R. And the article was posted on June the 1st, 2010. Now, Beyond Today website comes from the United Church of God organization. And the United Church of God, of course, they are Sabbath keepers. They are not Adventists, but they are Sabbath keepers. There is a little comment in their website which says, "We preach God's redemptive word every week in our friendly Sabbath services, host regional seminars about God's coming kingdom, and sponsor an international media presence on television and on the internet with Beyond Today Television." And of course, they have some Bible study tools that are bi-monthly in their magazine. The website again is Beyond Today. The article was published on June the 1st, 2010. The writer of the article is Paul Kiefer, K-I-E-F-F-E-R. And of course, they are associated with the United Church of God. Now, here's that article. Some 30 years ago, my wife and I had neighbors with a son about the age of ours. The husband worked as an engineer for the German Defense Ministry and spent a year with his wife and son in the United States as an assignment at a U.S. military installation. One time in a conversation, the couple made an observation about life in the United States that made me think. They said, "Life never slows down in America because you do not have a real weekly day of rest." This comment was based on retail sales on Sunday, since shopping centers and stores are open for business on Sunday in the United States. That confused and irritated them, since they were not used to commercial activity on Sunday in their own country, Germany. There are many Europeans who have similar sentiments as our former neighbors from Bonn. The European Union's Lisbon Treaty, which took effect on December the 1st, 2009, gives its citizens an unprecedented opportunity to petition the European Commission directly with a request for action on a particular agenda item. Here's Article 11.4 of the new treaty, which says, "Not less than 1 million citizens who are nationals of a significant number of member states may take the initiative of inviting the European Commission, within the framework of its power, to submit any appropriate proposal on matters where citizens consider that a legal action of the Union is required for the purpose of implementing the treaties. In what might be the first petition to be submitted under the provisions of the Lisbon Treaty, concerned EU citizens are collecting signatures for an initiative to have Sunday declared the European Union's official day of rest. What began as a small group meeting at the end of December 2009 has mushroomed into a network of 72 different organizations, including 35 labor unions representing all EU member states and all relevant churches in the EU, according to a spokesman for the initiative. Supporters of the initiative have emphasized the social and labor benefits of a work-free Sunday on websites like www.freesunday.eu. The work-free Sunday is an essential pillar of the European social model and a part of the European cultural heritage. A set day of the week provides time for families to be together, for social interaction with others in clubs and associations, and even for volunteer work with social agencies. Supporters of a work-free Sunday also point out that despite various religious, cultural, and ethnic backgrounds within the EU, schools and public institutions like government offices are not open on Sunday and do not plan to be open on Sunday in the future. Emphasizing social and labor benefits of a work-free Sunday is in large part a reaction to a ruling made by the European Court of Justice in November 1996 on an earlier EU Council directive regarding certain aspects of the organization of working time. The Council directive for 1993 declares in Article 5 concerning a weekly work-free day, quote, "Member states shall take the measures necessary to ensure that per each seven-day period, every worker is entitled to a minimum uninterrupted rest period of 24 hours plus the 11 hours daily rest referred to in Article 3. The minimum rest period referred to in the first subparagraph shall in principle include Sunday." Now that is the work directive that the European Union has brought together. And we've passed by it before, but we'll pass by it again in the future. So they're saying that if you work 7 days a week, if you work the whole week, and you only have one day off, that day off must be, in principle, Sunday. Now that was the original Council directive on work. Continuing the article, it says this. In its 1996 ruling, 3 years later, the European Court of Justice overturned the Sunday provision of the directive. The court found that the Council had failed to explain why Sunday, as a weekly rest day, is more closely connected with the health and safety of workers than any other day in the week. Supporters of the current work-free Sunday proposal maintain that the 1996 ruling does not rule out protection of Sunday as a work-free day. Since then, several studies have been supporting a work-free Sunday as providing the greatest health benefit for workers. The European Commission will look at those studies as part of a new review of the Working Time Directive. On March 24, 2010, a special plenary conference was held at the seat of the European Parliament in Brussels, Belgium, to promote forging an EU-wide alliance for a work-free Sunday. The organizations of the conference were European Parliament member Thomas Mann from Germany, along with German Konrad Adenauer Foundation. The Konrad Adenauer Foundation is a German research foundation linked with Germany's conservative Christian Democratic Union Party. The CDU traditionally supports Catholic social and family policies. A total of 67 different labor organizations and churches were listed as supporters of the conference. Thomas Mann served as the moderator of the conference and introduced the guest speakers, among them Laszlo Andor, the new EU Commissioner for Employment and Social Affairs, and Roman Catholic Bishop Dr. Ludwig Schwartz, who was a professor of classical and Christian literature at the Salesian Pontifical University in Rome from 1985 to 1999. Following the short presentations by each speaker, questions and comments from the 400 conference attendees were presented. In his address, EU Commissioner Andor emphasized the European Commission's intent to re-examine the Working Time Directive and modify it as needed. He said this issue is currently the most important item on his agenda as the EU's new Commissioner for Employment and Social Affairs. Mr. Andor was careful not to make any commitment concerning Sunday becoming an EU-wide day of rest from work, but he welcomed input from the conference, including the submission of research data on the benefits of having a common day of rest for all of Europe. One consequence of the European Court of Justice 1996 decision is that each EU member state decides whether it will legally mandate a work-free day of the week. 16 of the EU's 27 members have already provided legal protection for Sunday as a work-free day. However, a conference participant from the German city of Aachen highlighted the difficulties the current situation causes with its national determination of a work-free day. Aachen is located in one of Europe's three country corners, where the national board of several countries meet and is just a short drive from both Belgium and the Netherlands. Late last year, Germany's Constitutional Court upheld a legal challenge made by the Catholic and Lutheran churches. The two churches sued the city of Berlin for its liberal practice of permitting an increasing number of shopping Sundays. Based on a clause in the German Constitution, the court ruled that Sunday should be a day of rest and spiritual elevation. Germany's major labor unions also supported the successful legal challenge. Aachen, located in a predominantly Catholic region, then banned shopping Sundays for the year 2010. However, just as a half an hour drive from Aachen, the Dutch city of Maastricht will have 16 shopping Sundays this year. The conference representative from Aachen emphasized the need for EU uniformity on the issue. A couple of speakers included brief references to minorities who might want to have a different day of rest instead of Sunday. When the Muslim community in the EU was mentioned, conference moderator Thomas Mann responded by saying that the emerging Work-Free Sunday Alliance had friends from Turkey, a predominantly Muslim country, who fully supported implementing Sunday as a work-free day. Two questions from the floor were also asked about the protection of religious freedom for those who preferred to have a different day of the week as their work-free day. Those questions were not answered by any of the panel speakers. The March 24 meeting on the initiative was the first in a series of conferences to be held at the European Parliament in Brussels. At the end of March, just 3 months after a small group had met to discuss the feasibility of promoting an EU-wide work-free Sunday, 100,000 signatures had already been gathered in support of the petition. In his written statement for the conference, Austrian Bishop Schwartz emphasized the religious importance of Sunday. The churches are not just supporting making church attendance possible on Sunday. They see the Bible's third commandment. Notice, he's obviously Catholic. He's talking about the third commandment. They see the Bible's third commandment, thou shalt keep the day of the Lord holy, as being what it has always been, the determination of a period of rest in harmony with the order of creation. That makes this ancient commandment the first social legislation of society formed by Jewish-Christian influence. Now notice what is happening here. I'm reading an article back in the year 2010, and these laws were passed as early as 1993, moving into 2009. And to this day, you look at the European Union, all that you've been hearing about Brexit, nobody has raised in the media any discussion on a rest-free Sunday. Of course, everyone understands what that means. And of course, that is the genius of Satan. He has used a different terminology to make it sound like if he's really talking about the health of individuals and the coming together of the family, and he's called it a rest-free Sunday. Now, we're talking about these laws that have been passed in Europe ever since 1993 and moving forward. You and I need to understand, and it should be pretty plain for our vision at the moment, that gently moving forward, we will see that these laws, these implications will be intensified. And slowly, but diligently, there will be those who will move in the direction of enforcing a Sunday law, a Sunday day of Sunday worship, the coming together of all of the churches. This is the direction in which they are heading. Let's continue this article a little further. The majority of speakers at the Protection of a Work-Free Sunday conference were representatives of labor unions and organizations. However, even some of them referred to Europe's religious heritage of Sunday as a day of rest, dating back 17 centuries to Roman Emperor Constantine and his decree supporting Sunday worship in AD 321. In his opening remarks, conference organizer Thomas Mann included the spiritual aspect of life as an important part of a weekly day of rest, including attendance at worship services. Comments made from the floor referred to Sunday as the seventh day of the week, even as the biblical seventh day. But is that what the Bible says? Let's look closely. At the end of the creation week, God did not rest on the day called Sunday by today's world. Sunday is also not the biblical seventh day. A glance at most any dictionary, encyclopedia, or calendar will show you that Saturday is the seventh day of the week, while Sunday is the first day of the week. According to God's calendar, the seventh day is, and always has been, the Sabbath day. Although humanity has modified calendars through the centuries, the seventh day weekly cycle has remained intact throughout history. The days of the week have always remained in their proper order, with Sunday as the first day of the week and Saturday as the seventh. Jesus Christ also kept the Sabbath on the same day of the week as his fellow Jews. Although Jesus had disputes with the Jews about how to keep the Sabbath, he was never accused of keeping the wrong day. 2,000 years ago, Jesus kept the Sabbath on the same day that God had instituted as the day of rest in Genesis chapter 2. No serious calendar authority will argue that the sequence of the days of the week has been altered in the last 2,000 years. That means that the Jews today keep the same day of the week that Jesus did 2,000 years ago, Saturday. That day, actually from Friday sunset to Saturday sunset, is the only correct biblical Sabbath day. It is the only day that reflects Jewish tradition regarding the Sabbath commandment. Bishop Swartz comments notwithstanding. So why do European church leaders and labor unions representatives say that Sunday is Christian day of rest and worship? The change from Sabbath to Sunday is not found anywhere in the Bible. It was made long after the writing of the New Testament. How and when was the change made? Initially, Christianity was viewed as simply a sect of Judaism. However, after Jewish revolts in Judea in AD 67 through 70 and AD 132 to 135, Jewish religious practices, many of which continued in the early church, came to be viewed with hostility throughout the Roman Empire. Many among the church began to abandon these practices, including observation of the biblical Sabbath and festivals. No clear references to Sunday as a day of Christian worship are found until the writings of Barnabas and Justin around AD 135 and AD 150, respectively. Observance of Sunday as the primary day of worship appears to have begun to solidify during the reign of Emperor Hadrian, who harshly persecuted Jews throughout the Roman Empire. Hadrian specifically prohibited practices of Judaism, including observance of the seventh day Sabbath. These oppressive measures apparently influenced many early Christians in Rome to abandon the seventh day and turn to Sunday, the day for honoring the sun god among the Romans and other people of the ancient world. When Christianity was declared the official religion of the Roman Empire in the 4th century, the process was accelerated. So now you notice that this writer here is expanding the concept, and of course we can take another look at this as we come back at this subject. But it's really an amazing thing when you go back and you see that quietly, in spite of the fact that many things are happening in Europe that seem to be drawing the attention of the world to the European Union, the secret of Sunday worship, the secret of the Sunday day of rest, has not risen to observation, but this has been at play since 1993. And the article that I'm reading today is posted on June the 1st, 2010. You find it in the Beyond Today website. And the writer of the article is a man called Paul Kiefer. He belongs to the United Church of God. And these are people who keep the seventh-day Sabbath or Saturday. Quietly, while all of the rest of the political and social and cultural events are taking place, quietly and covertly, Sunday has risen to the notice of all 27 states of the European Union. God has foretold that this is what is going to happen in the world, but the Bible does not tell us that Europe is going to be the power that will cause the whole world to do this. The Bible is clear when it says that the United States of America will cause the entire world to worship the first beast, which will include the worship and recognition of Sunday. You and I must be ready. Our hearts must be prepared for the time to come. Let me give you the name of the article again. Always on Sunday, Europe's official day of rest. Found in the Beyond Today website, published June the 1st, 2010. Writer of the article, Paul Kiefer. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you continue to warn us in advance of the things that are happening around us. We also want to thank you, Lord, that you keep revealing to us from all different sources the rapid progress of the fulfillment of those prophecies. We ask, Lord, that you would fill us with strength, faith, and endurance, that we might walk with you always. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. This has been your Daily Briefing, June the 13th, 2019.